Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We are joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Ashley James. She is the founder and executive director of Atlanta Glow. And Ashley, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yes, thanks for allowing the opportunity for me to be here and share about our organization. I am, again, Ashley James, founder and executive director of Atlanta Glow, which is actually an acronym for Atlanta Growing Leadership of Women. And we've been serving the Atlanta metro area for about 8 years. So we're located here in Marietta in the square, the building behind the Taqueria Tsunami. We're proud Cobb residents and community members. And Atlanta Glow serves young women ages 14 to 25 years old. So roughly your high school, college, and early career age young ladies. And we provide a mentorship service as our signature program. And we also do leadership development, life skills training, financial literacy. And we also have a Period Plus program where we help provide menstrual hygiene products to the women and girls who need them most. So very excited to lead this phenomenal organization and to really oversee these great programs and to engage with so many young women and mentors and volunteers in our community.
And I love that you're doing this right here from the square in Marietta. You're focusing on young women here in our community. Obviously, you're helping all of Metro Atlanta, but you're right here in Cobb County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were founded in 2014. We've started in Cobb, and then we're all kind of branched out and also serving Fulton and DeKalb. And we get young ladies as far out as Clayton and Douglas and Gwinnett. But yes, we call Marietta home. And we're our building is we love the building that we're in. We're in the 109 building. It's historic. It's just got so much charisma. And yeah, we love it.
Well, tell me about you. How did you find yourself founding a company, a nonprofit company, that focuses on bettering young women here in our community?
When I actually exited my master's program 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, I had an experience that I felt like so many other young women could probably resonate with. Having graduated and sort of gone through high school on the sort of the opposite side of Atlanta in Lithonia and Conyers and some of those communities, and graduating high school and then going off to college, I excelled academically. I actually graduated top of my class as salutatorian. But as I went off to college, I felt underprepared socially and financially. You know, still keeping up with the good grades and doing really well, but not knowing how to transition into the world from a standpoint of knowing where resources were, knowing how to, like, I knew very little about financial aid and how to pay for school, and, you know, was racking up, you know, student debt and not sure who to talk to. And it was just a really challenging, you know, few years to try and figure out, like, I knew I wanted to get advanced degrees, but I'm like, if it's this hard, then I might need to reevaluate. And so I did. I took maybe about a year or so off from college to just try and figure out what's going on. And I needed to fill that time because I'm always one who loves to learn, loves to grow. And so I'm like, if I'm not going to be in school, then I need to be doing something. And so I started volunteering in my community and at a variety of places, Wellspring Living for one, you know, a few assisted living homes and just different types of volunteer opportunities. But I also got involved at my church, specifically the women's ministry at my church. And I found that a natural, like really informal mentorship began to occur between myself and some of the older women who were at my church and in the women's ministry. And they really sort of took me on and became cheerleaders. And these were women who were very mature in their careers, who were strong role models. And they really began to show me the ropes and tell me what I needed to do. And from there, they encouraged me to get back into school. And so I actually got into Bible college and got my degree in ministry and went on like 2 weeks from my graduation. I went on and actually got another degree in nonprofit management and leadership from there. And it was just really such a seamless process because I had people who were supporting me and showing me what to do. And so once I actually graduated with my master's degree, which was roughly around, right before Atlanta Glow started, I just like exited that sort of experience, like, wow, like the difference mentorship and support makes, it's really make or break. And so I wanted to give that experience back to other young women who were maybe from similar communities where they weren't being told what to do from here. You know, they weren't sort of pushed into the world and being told good luck. You know, so I wanted to provide that sort of service to young women who were from communities that were under-resourced, that were maybe burdened with so many needs that they just didn't have the opportunity or again, the resources or the know-how to engage youth in more detailed conversations about where to go to go in life from high school and how to succeed in life, how to build social and financial capital and establish relationships that are going to push you forward. And so that's really, sort of the inspiration that I had to establish Atlanta Glow.
Ashley, as I hear you talk, there was one thing that popped in my brain, and maybe this is a little bit of hyperbole, but when you were looking for help in your life mm-hmm. through lots of things, you looked all over the place and you mentioned, some of the people at your church that helped out. That means that there was mm-hmm. there was somebody in your church who gave you some advice that mm-hmm. alone was probably not the biggest thing, but it snowballed with everything else that led you into serving an entire community of people. Because multiple people over the years offered you help.
Absolutely. I think it was the culmination of so many different experiences, not just from one person. It was like just different women within the ministry with a variety of experiences that I was exposed to within a very short amount of time, but that they were willing was most important, that they were willing. They saw a young woman in her early 20s who could, just really value listening to their stories, hearing some of their successes and even some of their challenges. But I think the fact that they were willing was definitely essential. And I've always been sort of introverted. And so I think for me too, like these were women who were sort of outspoken and really sort of helped me to come out of my box without, I'm not one to really ask direct questions or ask for what I need, but that they were able to sort of discern it and provide it was definitely instrumental as well.
With Atlanta Glow, you focus specifically on young ladies who are 14 mm-hmm. to 25 with lots of life skills and helping them out kind of to really round them out.
Absolutely.
Why is it that young women 14 to 25, why are they being left behind? Why are they in need of this information?
That's a great question. So if you look at really not even just here in Georgia, but if you look at mentorship programs across our country, really, you know, you think about mentoring, you often think of like cute elementary, you know, middle school kids, you know, your big brothers, your big sisters, these awesome programs that are out there that serve a younger audience. But there's a gap in programs or similar programs out there for older youth. So, you know, usually a lot of times these programs, mentorship programs that are out there will usually stop at middle school, or even if they do extend into high school, it's either 16 or 18. And then once they become adults, there's not really a free program, comparable mentorship program out there for youth. Especially for youth who are already underserved, maybe foster care youth or low income youth, or you know, just youth who live at some form of disadvantage, whatever it may be. There's a lack of support out there in terms of mentorship beyond 18, sometimes as early as 16 or 14. And so when I was looking at starting Atlanta Glow and exploring sort of what age range should we start? Like, where did the lack of support, like, where was like the key point in my life where I felt like, okay, I'm more moldable to hearing the advice from someone, you know, older, or, you know, at what point in life do I feel like it would be most helpful? And so we kind of pinpointed, we did research, you know, talk to youth and things like that. And in that high school age, we actually started at age 16, and then some years in decided that we needed to even push it back further to 14, age 14 through age 25. And so, yeah, we found that there was sort of a gap in services for youth, you know, who were transitioning into adulthood, which is such a critical age because it's like sort of this transition that's hitting you smack dead, you know, in the face that you've never experienced before. And all of a sudden you're an adult and you're, you know, dealing with decisions like you've got all these creditors coming to you, asking you to open a checking account or a credit card. You're just faced with so many sort of adult decisions. And no one is really there to help guide you along those conversations. I think youth are very vulnerable at that age because they are becoming adults and being faced with first time adult, you know, sort of decisions as they're transitioning into adulthood. And so we see the mentorship, the life skills training, all of these as really pertinent and essential to helping them make positive life decisions as they encounter adulthood and beyond, that they sort of have a good foundation from which they can refer to.
Ashley James is the founder and executive director of Atlanta Glow. Glow stands for Growing Leadership of Women. And on your website, Ashley, says Atlanta Glow provides mentorship, leadership development, and life skill training opportunities to underserved women and girls ages 14 to 25 to ignite their potential to lead and thrive. I want to take a break and I want to come back and I want to ask you some specifics, because this is not a home ec class that you're teaching.
This is
something so much bigger and better. So we're going to take a break and talk specifics next on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing,
solution. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
We're back on the Comp Life Sunday podcast. We're joined by Ashley James. She is the founder and executive director of Atlanta GLOW. GLOW stands for Growing Leadership of Women. It's located right on the square in Marietta. You focus a lot of your energy right here in Cobb County, and now you're branching out, Ashley. And I want to know some specific ways you are helping these young women age 14 to 25. What are the things you're actually doing there with Atlanta GLOW?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Atlanta GLOW, we actually have three signature programs, mentorship, life skills training, and leadership development. And then we have supplemental services that we provide to our young ladies in need as well. Our mentorship program is actually the program like we were founded on in 2014. And so we provide a 6-month curriculum for young women from a variety of backgrounds, particularly those from underserved communities. We match our young women one-to-one with professional mature women, and we guide them through 6 months of sort of, you know, guided discussions around goal setting, networking, sustainability. And throughout these 6 months, we're planting a seed essentially with them, helping them and their mentor to lay a foundation for goals that are relevant to them during the age that they're in, which again is 14 to 25. And so we spend a lot of time on goal setting, and we actually use the Casey Life Skills Assessment pre and post assessment to kind of assess where they are in terms of life skills, you know, and Casey Life Skills has like 8 areas that they're assessing around college and career readiness, health and relationships, their future outlook and things like that. And so we're guiding the mentors and the mentees through this discussion over the 6 months. And our mentors are resourcing them and encouraging them. And they have to meet at minimum once a month for an hour. Many of them actually meet more than that, which we encourage. And together they create an individual achievement plan, which we call our IAPs. And they're walking through the 6 months to determine like what their goals are for the future and what resources are they lacking, what support systems are accessible and available to them. And again, just the 6 months is just a small seed planted that we hope beyond their participation in the program continues to blossom and to flourish even further than that. But we feel like it's essential to kickstart some of those conversations, you know, get those relationships established, the trust built during those 6 months. And then even beyond the mentorship program, we also have our life skills training program. And this program it does also build off the mentorship program, but we do have young women who come in through the program without having gone through the mentorship component. But our life skills program is usually 8 to 12 workshops. And those workshops are specifically around the foundational, the critical life skills that are going to be important in their transition to adulthood. So they have workshops or courses that they participate in around like health and wellness, food and nutrition, financial literacy, some things around, you know, job preparation, job search skills, things like that as well. Even civic engagement and how to be an active citizen in their community through avenues like voting, volunteering, and things like that. And so we have our life skills component. And then the last signature program that we offer is our leadership program. And our leadership program, we offer a very more detailed structured component over the summer. And then we also have some standalone workshops and things throughout the year as well that kind of tie into that particular pillar. But our leadership program, we're teaching them skills like organizing, community organizing, advocacy, voting rights, areas that are going to build their social emotional learning, as well as areas that are going to really encourage and equip them to expand and share their voices on the things that are important to them in their community. So we're building young activists and leaders who are going to take some of the things that they're learning at Atlanta GLOW and beyond and help reach back into their communities and stir other people up to do the same. And so those are our three signature programs. I also love to talk about our Period Plus program as well. And this program actually came was established in the pandemic, just really realizing that we serve a service community that is greatly impacted by the issue of period poverty and how period poverty affects their confidence and their ability to succeed in school and the workplace when they don't have adequate access to period supplies. So often we find that they might miss school or they, you know, have a decreased concentration because their mind is focused otherwise. And so we have a Period Plus program where we're providing access to menstrual hygiene products, not only to the individuals who need them, but we also partner with other agencies. We provide them kits to distribute in their schools, communities, and campuses as well. So that's really sort of in a nutshell. We're kind of into a lot, but if I had to speak briefly about, you know, sort of the things that we do very well and do very strongly, then those are sort of the four areas that we're really making a great impact in.
And it sounds like Atlanta Glow is really helping the community at large by focusing on a small sector of it.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
So everything you're teaching these young ladies is definitely going to radiate out into mm-hmm. our hometown and just make it's going to lift everything up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we see this as an incubator, and we actually used to call like our leadership program, it used to be called our leadership incubator program, because that's essentially what we're hoping to do is to incubate and to help young women look within themselves and the things that are already great within them, and to help pull it out even more by resourcing them. A lot of the girls actually who come to our program, like most of them, if not all of them, they've got great skill sets, great intuition. They're smart, they're intelligent, they're beautiful. And they're coming to us already, like, you know, just fabulous and fantastic. And what we're doing is we're just building their confidence and resourcing them with connections and a little bit of, you know, know-how, social and technical skills to only, you know, push them even further into, you know, the goals that they have, the things that they want to achieve. And we've got some girls even, you know, they go through the program and they enjoy it so much that they just kind of knock out the program, you know, one program after another, because they love the engagement. They love being resourced with just things that they didn't know they had access to in their community or you know, and beyond. And then we've got some girls who, even after they've been in a mentorship program, they're asking, they're like, can I become a mentor too? And so actually I just got that question like the day before yesterday, a young lady who's, you know, kind of at the end of her 6 months, or I think just concluded her 6 months with her mentor. And although they'll continue to meet and develop their relationship, she has a younger sister. And so she could see like how well and how impactful this program was for her. And she wants to be able to sort of impart that same experience into other young women, you know, who might need it as well. So absolutely, we're building leaders. That's in our name, growing leadership of women. And we're, you know, we want to be able to create an opportunity for them to reach out into the community and just sort of the ripple effect of doing service unto others, that service leadership is, we can't stress that enough in not just our leadership program, but even in our mentorship program and the other things that we're doing as well.
And if I have a young woman in my life that could benefit from one of these programs, where can I find this information?
You can visit our website at www.atlantaglow.org. And we have a great programs tab. We do our programs in cohorts. So some of them, like our life skills, our leadership program, are more seasonal, where we offer at a certain time of year. Our mentorship program operates on a cohort model. So we start a new cohort every 6 months. But if you visit our website, go through the program web pages, each program has its own web page. You'll kind of see when the start date for the next cohort is for each program. And then on that page, you know, are the details for eligibility, as well as, you know, the logistical items in terms of when that program starts, locations, things like that. Right now, we're still operating on a virtual sort of platform. For most, if not, I think pretty much, yeah, most, if not all of our programs are still operating virtually right now, but sometime into 2022, we'll add more information on our site as that changes. But yeah, atlantaglow.org/mentoring or atlantaglow.org/life skills, but you can start from the homepage and navigate through there. for each program. You can sign up. You can visit our contact page. If there's more information that you need, you can reach out to us, and we'd be happy to share more about our organization and services.
Ashley James is the founder and executive director of Atlanta Glow. And Ashley, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.